who I refer to as the fist bumper Obama, graduated from Princeton University and later from Harvard Law School with a Juris Doctorate degree in law in 1988. After practicing law for a brief period of time with a law firm called Sidley and Austin, a corporate law firm there in Chicago, Illinois, she later was called before the Illinois State Bar and also the Illinois State Court System and was disbarred in 1991.
What? You're claiming Michelle Obama may have been disbarred?
It took her 3 years to get a law license to practice law there out of Harvard Law School. But she only practiced, she only used that prestigious and most powerful world sought after degree. I mean, a Harvard Law degree. And she only used it for 3 years. And these are records that have been generally looked at by the media. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. My question is to America, why is it that Michelle, the fist bumper Obama, was disbarred and has no longer had the privilege of using that great and prestigious law license and law degree from Harvard Law School? Why? Now, it appears that she reached some sort of a deal with the courts and with the bar, the Illinois State Bar, to surrender her license, which is a form of disbarment, and therefore the matter has not been further discussed. Now, of course, during the length of the campaign, someone discovered that she was a disbarred attorney. And she was asked the question by the New York Times, where she stated that, well, she left the practice of law because she felt unfulfilled in practicing law. Now, you know, if you believe that, then I got some beachfront property I want to sell you in Antarctica.